Episode number 1, our topic today is, our faith. Charlie Harris is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Our Fate is a story, a visual novel for adults that focuses on the relationship between a young woman and a man in his late 20s. The game is played by a successful author, whose life takes an unexpected turn after the death of his long-term, lost, ex-girlfriend. It is often tempting to confuse our own desires and wishes with the voice of fate and destiny. With information that will change your life forever, it is up to you to decide whether you want to play as a kind, warm-hearted man or bully, and also make difficult decisions to determine your destiny. Fate and destiny are often seen as having the same or similar meaning, but when we find out what the other has done wrong, we feel more in control of our own destiny. In both cases, we can take advantage of the fact that we have made little or no effort to fulfill our potential. Chance removes our thoughts, creates them, and art can acquire and preserve them, but when we have to accept our fate, we are no less compelled to affirm it, and our ability to change our face and behave like free spirits in the face of fate is an unbeatable strength. Only if we accept our destiny and cooperate with it can our destiny be revealed. If we are unlucky, we can ignore or deny it, a strategy that works for some but not for all, and that is regrettable. Only by acknowledging our destiny and the gifts and teachings associated with it can we fulfill our destiny and lead extraordinary lives. Our destiny is hidden in the constantly unfolding possibilities created by the choices we make in life, including the thoughts we think and beliefs we hold. When we decide well, follow our passions and our inner curiosity, act fearlessly, and trust in what feels right, these decisions awaken our destiny. Life is about what we allow ourselves, and we are the best we know ourselves and are responsible for our own destiny and the destiny of those around us and those we love. As with all things, destiny, time, occasion, chance and change are subject to eternal love. When destiny and destiny are reconciled, make sure to live a fulfilling life, take the pressure off yourself and live your life the way you want, and let them work together. Whoever believes in the power of destiny can free himself from the consequences of his decisions. Human things are decaying, and when fate calls us to do so, we must obey the monarch. Every effort we make to escape our fate serves only to lead us into it, and we are here together to confront a group of powerful enemies seeking our downfall. The long arms of fate have stretched out to bring the United States to the forefront of this struggle. Twice in a single generation we have fallen into the catastrophes of a world war, and twice in our own history. In life we are called to discover, develop and surrender ourselves to the world, and if we succeed, we become more complete in what it means to be. In what Mead calls destiny, we come into this world as a divine gift whose potential manifestation is inspired by a story that draws us to it, but whose story most of us forget as we swim through the challenges of childhood and adolescence. There is a constant change of fortune in human life, and it is unreasonable to expect an exception to our common destiny. We experience our destiny in the deepest, highest and other places, which are at the same time the middle beings of our unique self and soul. If we had always known that we were born children of destiny and were never destined to snatch life from the living in this degrading way, we would envy the kings, merchants, and princes of this entire world. To recognize this, we can think dispassionately about how to manage offenders to rehabilitate them, protect society, and reduce future offense. In order to punish contempt for authority, our fate turns us against it, but not against authority. To many Americans, the man who hijacked the plane was a criminal who did evil of his own free will. Harris believes that over time it may be possible to cure something like psychopathy, but only if we accept that we are the source of deviation. If people understood this subtle distinction better, he believes, the consequences of losing faith in free will would be much less serious than the Voss-Baumeister experiment suggest. Given the concept of free will, Harris believes, we would give a much more rational answer. We do not have to see our behavior differently from any other natural phenomenon and regard it as a consequence of the nature of human nature and not as the result of any divine intervention. This has been Our Fate, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.